Huh.
That's wow. True, but...
I've never heard anybody say that about the Southwest.
Yeah. Of course, in those days at Radford, I don't know what they offer now, but everyone had to take dramatic art mm-hmm. and speech
mm-hmm.
And things that I think are nice that help to give you a little polish
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that perhaps other schools don't offer. Now, I don't know if Radford still offers it, but it was such a small school then. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, you are. let's see. Did you have like pet names for your mother and father?
No, mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. And how about for your, did you know your grandparents?
No, never did.
Okay. Parents, a lot of these questions are like, I'm just going to try to get you to say certain words.
Okay.
So parents bring up children. You can say that they do what with children?
Well, rear them.
Or there's another R word. You can also do this with plants.
Raise them?
Uh-huh.
We were very close to our parents. Very close to our parents. But they were very strict.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is a very difficult thing as a result today for me to deal with. He and I likewise raised our children in a very strict manner.
Mm-hmm.
But we all played together, and we played with my parents. We've always been a happy family,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
into mischief. Dad was just great. Mother was a little more stern.
Mm-hmm.
But they raised us. And I'm very pleased with how we turned out, because my life isn't at all what I'd expected, but because of the way they taught us,
mm-hmm.
I've been able to cope. And I think it's one of the problems with today's people. Everyone wants things a little easier, and no one wants to have a routine, and I'm very used to routine, so is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We can deviate from it with no problem,
mm-hmm.
but our basic life is very steady. And I think, no offense, but young people lack that in their upbringing today.
Oh yeah, I know that.
I think this is why they're so erratic and easily dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lack of self-discipline, but also a lack of feeling of responsibility for other people.
Absolutely. In fact, we had a dear friend. We called her Aunt Alice. Now, she was no kin to us. But Aunt Alice's husband was the first president of UTEP, College of Mines and Metallurgy, that John G. Barry. In fact, one of the dorms is named after President Barry. But they were from Massachusetts, and he was a mining engineer. I don't know how he ended up in El Paso, but at any rate, Aunt Alice taught us and told us many times, consideration, the term consideration for the other fella.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the land, very few people have that.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it now in some of our, well, our daughter's in-laws. They are one great family, but they simply do what they want to do. There's never any consideration, the word consideration, for the other fella.
Mm-hmm.
They'd give you the shirts off their back. They're generous and kind-hearted, but they never consider the other fella.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't our parents today teach their children that? And you know, you have to start it when they're little.
Right, right. And yeah, and I think so many parents they don't teach it because they don't know it.
Well, I guess that's right. Well, this is true, because I know Richard's mother is an only child.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that should really cause it, and yet all my life I've heard that only children are selfish. She's not a selfish person at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she does what she wants to do, and she has taught her children that.
Mm-hmm.
She has four, and like I say, they're certainly not selfish or unkind and never critical. But if they want to do what they want to do, forget everybody else
mm-hmm.
and do it. Be happy yourself. And we weren't taught that way.